Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at manipulation of the feet, and finally, a story about Medicare local coverage determination. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 532, recorded December 5th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The purpose of a retrospective case series published in the Journal of Chiropractic Medicine was to describe treatment outcomes for patients with plantar digital neuralgia, Morton's neuroma, who were treated using foot manipulation. Charts were reviewed retrospectively for patients with a diagnosis of plantar digital neuralgia and who received a minimum of 6 treatments consisting of manipulation alone. Visual analog pain scales and pressure threshold meter readings were extracted as outcome measures. The study concluded that the patients with plantar digital neuralgia who were included in this case series improved with conservative care that included only foot manipulation. Surf to our show notes for links. The website ChiroCode recently published the following concerning the Medicare local coverage determination. From the website, the Medicare LCD, the local coverage determination, is an excellent and necessary tool for appropriate Medicare coding. Medicare LCDs are also excellent tools for training as they contain a comprehensive list of ICD codes that are anticipated to be commonly used among payers for chiropractic services. Each state or region has established the Medicare LCD that is specific to that area. To avoid Medicare billing errors, providers should obtain their local LCD now and familiarize with those ICD-10 codes that are approved by Medicare. Every Medicare contractor has published the future LCD for ICD-10, which went into effect on October 1st, 2015. To obtain your Medicare LCD, you may simply search the Medicare coverage database or visit the website to your local Medicare contractor and follow the tab labeled LCDs. Providers are responsible for following current coding guidelines and should verify this information as the ICD-10 implementation date has occurred. Surf to our show notes for the full article. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Apple founder Steve Jobs. You cannot connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down, and it has made all the difference in my life. For Chiropractic Online Today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.